February 26, 1927. Wherever the divine will reigns, it forms three little cords of most pure gold. How the divine will makes its exposition in the whole creation. My lovable Jesus makes me struggle very much for his return. Oh, how my little soul longs for him, reduced, without him, to be like earth without water and without sun, such that, while I burn with thirst, the darkness is so great that I do not know where to move my step in order to find him who alone can give the water that quenches my thirst, and who makes the sun rise for me, that gives light to my steps, to find he who moves away from me. Ah! Jesus! Jesus! Come back! Don't you feel my heartbeat in yours that calls you, and having no more vital humor, palpitates with difficulty and has no more strength to call you? But while I was saying this and other things, my highest good, Jesus, moved in my interior, and showed three little cords that, tied together, all three of them, were tied in the depth of my soul. These cords were descending from heaven, and were linked to three bells. Jesus was a little child, and with a grace that cannot be described, and all in a haste, he took the little cords in his tiny little hands and pulled them strongly, but so much that it seemed that those bells formed a peal so loud in heaven, that the whole of heaven would come out to see who it was that was sounding with such haste and might as to call the attention of all heaven. I too remained stupefied, and my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, the soul in whom my will reigns has little cords of most pure gold, that descend from the power of the Father, from the wisdom of me, the Son, from the love of the Holy Spirit. As she operates, loves, prays, suffers, I take the little cords in my hands, and I put our power, wisdom and love in motion, for the good and the glory of all the blessed and of all creatures. The sound of these bells is so loud and harmonious as to call everyone, like a sound of invitation to celebrate. This is why I came out to enjoy the feast of your act. So, as you see, the acts of the soul in whom my will reigns are formed in heaven, in the womb of her Creator. They descend upon earth through the three cords of our power, wisdom and love, and ascend again to their source, to bring back the glory due to us. And I delight very much in pulling these cords, so as to make everyone hear the sound of these mysterious bells. Then, after this, having heard of the exposition of the Most Holy Sacrament that was done in the church, I thought to myself, for me there are neither expositions nor services. And my sweet Jesus, giving me no time to think about anything else, came out from within my interior and told me, "My daughter, for you there is no need of exposition, because one who does my will has the greater and more continuous exposition that my will displays in the whole creation. Even more, since each created thing is animated by it, it forms innumerable expositions for as many things as exist. Who forms my divine life in the Eucharist? My will. If the sacramental host were not animated by my supreme will, the divine life would not exist in it. It would be a simple white host that would not deserve the adoration of the faithful. Now, my daughter, my will makes its exposition in the sun. And just as my will has the veils of the host that conceal my life, so does it have the veils of the light that conceal it in the sun. Yet, who makes a genuflection, who sends a kiss of adoration, who says a thank you to my will exposed in the sun? No one. What ingratitude! And yet, in spite of this, it does not stop. It is always stable and doing good. Within its veils of light, it follows the steps of man, it invests his actions. Whatever path he may take, its light makes itself found in front of him and behind him, carrying him as though in triumph within its womb of light in order to do good to him, disposed to do good to him and to give him light, even if he did not want it. Oh! Will of mine, how invincible, lovable, admirable you are, immutable and good, untiring, without ever drawing back. See the great difference between the exposition of the Eucharist and what my will itself makes, in a continuous act, in created things, in that of the Eucharist, man must put himself out, he has to go himself, draw near it, and dispose himself to receive the good. Otherwise he receives nothing. On the other hand, in the exposition of my will in created things, it is my will that goes to man, that puts itself out. And even if he is not disposed, my will gives in abundance, and drowns him with its goods. Yet, there is no one who adores my eternal will in its many expositions. It makes its exposition in the sea, and while, in the sun, symbol of the Eucharist, it gives its light, its heat, it gives innumerable goods but always in silence, it never says a word, it never gives a reproach, no matter how many horrendous evils it may see in the sea instead, in the veils of the water, it makes its exposition in a different way. It seems to speak while forming its murmuring within the veils of the water. It strikes fear in its tumultuous billows and in the roaring waves, such that, if it invests ships and people, it buries them in the depth of the sea, and no one can resist it. My will in the sea makes the exposition of its power, and speaks in the murmuring. It speaks in the billows, it speaks in the gigantic waves, calling man to love it and to fear it. And in seeing itself not listened to, it makes the exposition of divine justice, and changing those veils into storm, it hurls itself at man, inexorably. Oh! If creatures paid attention to all the expositions that my will makes in the whole creation, they should remain always in active adoration to adore my will exposed in the flowery fields, in which it spreads its fragrances, in the trees loaded with fruits, in which it spreads the variety of its sweetnesses. There's not one created thing in which it does not make its divine and special exposition. And since creatures do not pay to it the due honors, it is your task to maintain the perpetual adoration of the expositions that the Supreme Fiat makes in the whole creation. You, my daughter, are she who offers herself as the perpetual adorer of this will with no adorer and no requital of love on the part of creatures.